Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. We've got a great show lined up this morning. We've got our emergency people here this morning. We've got the EMS, EMT, and we're just going to talk about some of the things. You know, luckily we haven't had the emergencies that we've had above and below us for the last little bit, and I know that those guys hadn't had them here for a while. They probably got a bunch of news to talk about, and we may wander off into a lot of different areas, which sometimes we're good at, but we'd like to welcome everyone in here to our show this morning, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which is WVFB FM 101.5, broadcasting everywhere from the big tower out at Midway. And we appreciate you joining us here. We appreciate the folks that buy ads on here that make this possible. We appreciate also especially the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Committee that is through the services that they provide that we're able to do this. And just remind everyone that we are here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. and then with the rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. So there's a couple of chances, and these programs are aired on the Del Hollow Horizon website, and they're listed by the date that were made. And if you'd like to go through there and just peruse through those things one of these days and listen to some of the old shows, some of them might be pretty interesting, but we've got all those different opportunities to listen to these. And I guess with that, we want to remind everyone that we've got we'll talk a little bit about it a little bit later. We have the spring street market. Now, we got to be careful how we put those two things together, because we don't have a spring street here in Salina,
That's correct. Yeah.
And you see that sign, well, where is Spring Street out in Salina? But you got to say it's a spring street fair. So they went forth to abbreviate street on there, yeah. I think.
Spring the season. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to see this, and they get on their GPSs and search for Spring Street in Salina. I don't know where they're going to wind up at.
Love the freeze out there.
But with that, we'll be talking about that. We've got some other things going on, and we'll get into that, and we'll take a little short break, come back, and we'll have a couple more things to talk about, and then we'll talk to our special guest today. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposits. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Takedown Tobacco National Day of Action is right around the corner. On March 31st, 2023, youth advocates across the country will come together to call the big tobacco industry out and expose them for aggressively marketing deadly cigarettes while raking in billions of dollars in profits and for fighting policies that would actually reduce tobacco use. Clay County teenagers were asked, and 8% of students reported vaping in the past month. The tobacco industry thrives by targeting children with different fruity or fragrant flavors.
The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages you to take action and make your voice heard by using the hashtag #TakeDownTobacco on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. For more information, visit TakeDownTobacco.org. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Got a couple of things to talk about this morning before we get into the business of the day with our guest. This is, I guess, it's nearly a national holiday here in the United States, first day of baseball season.
Yeah.
Baseball season is probably going to be a lot of fun this year with their new rules they got where they're trying to speed the game up with it. We've got a shot clock in baseball now, so that's going to be fun to see how that works out. But that starts today, and also our high school baseball and softball teams are both busy. I think maybe the girls' softball has a home game Monday afternoon against Red Bull in Springs, so if you'd like to get out and go down and check them out, that would be great. And also we're getting ready this weekend for our spring street market. And like we talked about a few minutes ago, now don't go looking on your GPS for Spring Street in Salina. This is a spring street market. So you got to divide your words just right there. But I think they've got maybe 25 or 30 vendors that are going to be set up here in and around the square and in some of the local businesses beginning tomorrow, I think, at 11 o'clock and also on Saturday. So that's something to come out for. And also, On another project we've got going, we are getting ready to start tomorrow, and I will be here at the courthouse from 11 to 2 tomorrow, and that is a Windows donation project concerning a special edition 30-30 Henry Golden Boy rifle. This is going to be the rifle that is celebrating the 150th birthday of the Clay County Courthouse, and it will be a one-of-one edition. So this is going to be a very, very special prize for someone, a gift for someone. And the way we're doing that is for each $10 donation that you make to this project, you will receive an opportunity to take this rifle home with you. And also, anyone that donates this project, you will be, your name will be on a banner here in the courthouse. So we want to give a special recognition to everyone that takes part in this. And this will go on for as long as we have the tickets available. We're going to limit that to 1,000 tickets, 1,000 chances or gift opportunities or anything you want to call it. And this will be given away on Friday night, I believe August the 4th, as part of our Heritage Day celebration here. And that's the same night we're going to have a bluegrass concert with Crandall Creek out of West Virginia. So we've got a bunch of things, and we'll be really getting more into more detail on that. And I will have more information about this, have a picture of that rifle here on my Facebook site here before long, and also the historic Clay County Courthouse website. And if you can call me, now don't flood me, you can call me at 931-243-3464. Of course, that number has been kind of busy lately. If you'd go on it, I know a lot of our visitors here that are trying to find the Clay County Courthouse, that they are going on to the they'll do a search on Google, and Google will come up, and it's got two phone numbers there. And the first one is the phone number of 2161, which is down about Cordell Hull Drive. The second number there is my number, which is the auxiliary number here for the historic Clay County Courthouse. So I get these phone calls all the time saying, I need to pay this, I need to get this legal work done, and I'll very calmly say, if you'll scroll down just a little bit farther, you'll see a listing of all the county offices and their phone numbers. But in fact, I've had a couple of people say, well, at least I got a live voice and somebody tell me what to do.
Yeah.
So, but that's part of, I guess, at least I know now they are searching and finding the historic Clay County Courthouse. And, of course, we're still doing quite a bit of work on it. We've got, we'd have our windows project still going on. We'll get some more of those repaired here in the next few months. So we've got lots of things going on, got lots of things we still got to do in here. And to make it more user-friendly and to get it where we can hold more activities here and get better use out of this. And also, beginning next month, the Canton Lodge, they're doing a cruise-in, I think, once a month here throughout most of the summer. So we want to remember that, and I really appreciate those folks getting together and kind of taking the place that where I used to do the cruise-in here. And they've got a whole big bunch of people working on it. So we really appreciate them taking care of that. And let's see. I think that about takes care of what we got to do. We'll have our birthday giveaway here before the program's out. We haven't got very many names today. We've only got three names today. Now, folks, if you want to take advantage of getting this excellent birthday prize, you need to call our number here, 243-5574, and get your friends, family, or whoever's name on the birthday list. And with that, guys, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Introduce yourselves again to the folks.
So I'm Kyle Haney. I'm the Emergency Management Director for Clay County.
And I'm Andy Hall. I'm the EMS Director for Fauna Fire EMS.
So we have got all the folks up here, and hopefully we don't have any emergencies here right now, because no, they couldn't operate without you guys down there.
That's right. So if something happens, we'll be you'll hear some chairs shuffle, and we'll be out of here. So.
And I know, guys, update on some things. I guess if you would like, Kyle, talk about something. It's been a while since you guys have been here. Kind of maybe run through your thoughts and some of the things that you'd like to tell the folks that's going on down there. And
yeah, so like you said, Thomas, it's been a while since I've been up here. And historically, we always talk about the weather and essentially some of the stuff that we're doing related to the weather as my part being the EMA director for Clay County. And we have an event coming up sponsored by the National Weather Service. It's going to be at the Community Center here in Solana. And essentially, it's a class that used to be known as the Storm Spotters. They rebranded it as the it's a weather awareness class. So it just kind of tells you what to look for. You could be a storm spotter. But like I said, they rebranded it to weather awareness, and it just kind of lets you look at some meteorological conditions, difference between tornado warnings and watches, and kind of a little bit of stuff like that. But that class is going to take place April 29th at 5 p.m.
Down at the?
At the community center.
At the community center.
Yeah, so Andy Hall and I, we've been working on establishing a camera out in Hermitage Springs so we can watch the weather essentially during the daytime. We can watch the clouds develop because we always know that the weather comes west to east,
right,
for the most part. So we can kind of, we installed this camera up at the Hermitage Springs water tower out there so we can see plumb into Macon County. We can kind of get an idea of the weather that's going to hit Clay County with before it even gets here.
Okay, now in this class, are you looking maybe to maybe recruit some spotters?
So this definitely that's our goal. I don't know. I don't have a list of how many spotters that we actually have in Clay County, but I would like to generate a list so once they take this class, I can say, okay, you live here, and then if I know that area of Clay County is going to be potentially damaged by wind or floods or something like that, I could reach out to them and say, hey, what did you see? And they'll know some of the terminology that they've developed from taking this weather awareness class.
Okay, and I know the warning thing. I know back a few years ago when we had the fright that came down the river.
Yeah.
From up at the Wolf. That you know that there was a potential of that dam of breaking and flooding.
Yeah.
I think we had some warning sirens set up for that maybe. I think and. Things like that. That
was a little bit before my time, but I would assume that they would use the tornado sirens.
Okay, now leading into that, tornado sirens now here.
Yep, so we have one out in Hermer Springs. It's near the pallet factory out there, near the Hermer Springs
uh-huh.
Water Tower. And then we have one behind the Methodist Church and Subway here on the bypass. So I'm looking at potentially getting a grant to establish one here. Not here, but it'll be in Moss and maybe in the Willow Grove area.
Okay, that would get all of our areas together. And you know something, I know the folks on the on our weather stations, they want to tell everyone, you know, that these are outdoor warning lines.
That's correct, yeah. So that's pretty significant because some people, they'll call me like, hey, I didn't hear the tornado siren inside my house. Well, it still alerts you that something is coming if you're outside so you can seek shelter inside and get to your safe place. Yeah.
Of course, most everyone knows now is dependent on their handy walking, talking husband trackers.
Yeah, cell phone, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of good apps that you can download. And people also, they forget about the radios.
The
radios. And
is that NORAD? Is that still called NORAD or
NOAA? Yeah, it's NOAA.
Or NOAA.
Yeah,
NORAD. NORAD's something different. That's a different horse, isn't it? I think that maybe there's atomic bombs on the way or something.
Yeah. A lot of people forget about the weather radios, but they're still active. And I actually have probably about 10 down at the EOC if anybody would like to come down and get one. I'll program them for you if you don't want to rely on the cell phone. The thing about the cell phone is kind of like what happened in Cookeville, to my understanding. When the tornado hit there, it knocked down the cell phone tower, knocked down the internet, such as your Wi-Fi, so you can't receive the alerts on your phone, essentially. So so that's why they always tell you to have more than one way to receive alerts. So, and unfortunately, in a lot of the tornadic events, they happen when it's dark.
Yeah, I mean that's been I guess for forever really. I mean they've been that way, but I can remember the one that many years ago that came up the river and tore the boat docks all up in Pickett County and everything.
Yeah.
And I think it's on a Sunday night, but we were all out at the gymnasium having our weekly high court basketball get together, and we heard the wind inside that old gym, and we saw it going up the river.
Yep.
But, you know, and you know, something, you know, with our places we live in now, that most of them are so well insulated that they're a whole lot sound insulated against outside noises.
Yeah, that's great. It's like the newer vehicles now. They're so insulated, like you can't even hear anything from the outside. So, and that becomes an issue if a emergency vehicle comes up behind you, it's such like that, you can't hear the sirens. So everything's just more insulated now.
Well, you know, I think someone was talking, there's either a news story or something on that where they did some testing on that about the emergency vehicles out on the highway,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, how close they had to be to you before you realized they were there. Now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that are there and of course got a radio going on. And I don't know of anybody that drives with headphones on. But
no, I'm sure there are some.
Probably are. And, you know, and with I guess with a lot of our newer vehicles that are basically driving for you, I mean, that's going to be a problem, I think, also. You know, there may have to be some kind of signal come up where that automatic system there can be signaled.
I know they're doing it over in the UK and stuff like that, where if a emergency vehicle gets behind you, it'll sense it, and it'll also come through your radio say, emergency vehicle behind you, or emergency vehicle approaching. So
we're getting really, really, really complicated.
Yeah, technology,
aren't we?
It's out there now, yeah.
So. Now, we are batting that with the new Endlesses. They're going to have the old air horns, which are a little bit louder than your digital horns. So maybe that'll help us alert you coming up behind
a little bit. It's kind of like a train coming up behind
It's
probably just an ambulance.
I can just see someone giving it this. So.
Yeah. when did Clay County get a train?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've never had a train wreck here in Clay County.
No, we haven't.
No, I mean, don't
lock one up either, Thomas.
No train fatalities at all in Clay County. I'm saying, so we do have number one in something. Guys, let's take a little short break.
Okay.
We'll be right back after we get in a few words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most... Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action is right around the corner. On March 31st, 2023, youth advocates across the country will come together to call the big tobacco industry out and expose them for aggressively marketing deadly cigarettes while raking in billions of dollars in profits and for fighting policies that would actually reduce tobacco use. Clay County teenagers were asked, and 8% of students reported vaping in the past month. The tobacco industry thrives by targeting children with different fruity or fragrant flavors.
The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages you to take action and make your voice heard by using the hashtag #TakeDownTobacco on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. For more information, visit TakeDownTobacco.org. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Good morning, everyone. We're back again. Andy, it's your turn. Get close to the microphone and speak to us.
Okay, well, y'all want to know.
What's going on?
Well, we've been working with the county and the Upper Cumberland Development District and CBDG and all that stuff about getting two new ambulances, and we do have two new ambulances ordered with the shorting of ambulances at the time. They're going to be a while before they get here, but you will see two new units on the road within hopefully a year, year and a half from now. Sponsor with, along with Kyle and them, to put on a community CPR class. It'll be coming around once a month. It'll do stop the bleed, CPR, and then Narcan training with the health department and stuff like that, Drug Coalition. So if you check out our Facebook page and the Clay County EMA Facebook page, you'll see random updates of dates and times for those classes every month. They're trying to have one at least every month, and it's open to the community to come down. It's Kyle could be more tell you more about the price and stuff on it.
Okay, now I guess I on the news last night. I guess it was news last night that Narcan was now an over the counter. Availability.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you know sometimes you look at it from both sides. You know, it seems like some of these things are enablers, and some things are. Of course, we know how important that is. And you know, you get to thinking, maybe you know, it's giving some of these folks a little sense of security. That you know, I know that scares me. It scares all citizens.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul in that situation.
But you know, it's something that is necessary. I think I saw something that I had never on the news this past week, and that was when they were trying to arrest a drug addict or someone. I guess it was a woman, and that she had cracked open the bag of fentanyl and had blown that dust on one of the first responders. And it said, thank goodness, you know, that they got the Narcan there immediately. And, you know, I don't think it's hard to understand the thinking of a mind that doesn't realize that you've got something on the end of your finger there that if it goes in your body, you're dead.
Yeah. As small as, like, one little grain of sand is enough of fentanyl to kill somebody. Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell us, how many ambulance drivers you got now?
We've got a crew of probably eight full time and quite a few part time that's helping out. It's you know, with the shortage going on and everything like that, and you got the pay versus surrounding county stuff like that, it's hard to keep people working. But now my guys are putting in a lot of overtime and a lot of time away from the family in it just to keep us with ambulance service.
You'll name all of them?
I can.
Won't you do that? Tell the folks that are driving ambulances.
Yeah, we definitely got some good employees down there, and they've stuck with us for a while, and they're very in depth, and they want to be here in Clay County to help out the community. And most of them live here aside from a couple of them.
Yeah, a couple of them.
You'll see them out. You may see them one day coming to get one of your family members. You may see them one day in Save-A-Lot.
Let's give them some.
Yeah.
Okay, you got Marvin Short. He's one of our full-time paramedics. He's been there for quite a while.
Okay, now let's stop on that word paramedic.
Okay.
Just exactly what is a paramedic? That's what I'm looking for here now.
A paramedic is one of the higher-trained levels of EMS. There's one above it, which is critical care. And then the rest of it's like paramedic down to advanced, which is their scope practice wide enough. They get to do a lot of stuff too, down to your basic, you know, and basic or they do some medications and stuff like that. But it's just you got higher levels of like in the hospital setting, you've got nurses' aides, nurses, RNs, doctors. That's kind of the same.
So these people, like, they would nearly be like a nurse practitioner, wouldn't they? They would nearly have some of the same credentials and some of the training.
You're correct. I mean, we do stuff that is based on protocols and not having to sit there and say, hey, doc, what I do, it's we already know what we're supposed to do out there and due to our protocols and stuff.
Okay, now let's get to the next employee.
Okay. Then you got the next in line. You have Jennifer Cowan. She's an AMT, been with ambulance service for over 15 years. And then it's down to Amy Tilson. She's been with us 4 or 5 years. She's got Ryan Barlow. He's been with us 6-8 months.
Yeah, he's an advanced EMT, but he's going to paramedic school right now.
You got Grace Rich. She's been with us for over a year. She's from Mountain Moss. You've got Corinne Flatt. She's been with us about a year or so. And then Raymond Baxley. He's out of Red Bullen, lives in Red Bullen, but he's been with us about 6-8 months. And then I've got part-time, I've got Kyle. He's my assistant director, plus part-time. Part-time on the truck. And then another part-timer, we got Chris Haney.
Chris Hayes.
I'm going to hear about that later. Got Chris Hayes. He's been with us several years. He's part-time, and plus he's also assistant EMA director. You got Scotty Christian, Tammy Fields, Jeff Garrett, Matt Carew, Haley McKinley. And that's about all I'm thinking. All of them are part-time.
Okay, I know Grace Rich is a very, very special young lady.
Yeah.
She grew up here on the radio show with us.
Yeah.
I know she started out as being homeschooled out in Boston. She came in with that. I think the first time she came in, they were having a children's theater promoted thing over in Cookeville. Mm-hmm. And she came in, and of course now, and her brother now is now getting out of high school, mm-hmm. I think, this year. And look like, you know, both of those young folks want to come back to Clay County and contribute to the county. And hey, folks, we need a bunch more of those.
Yeah, yeah. So what people don't realize is it's 24/7, 365, so there's always going to be two ambulances available. Yeah. And then if another event happens where we have more than two units available and they're out of the county or they're already on calls, myself or Andy or someone will come in and we'll staff an additional truck and provide for the county the best that we can until those other units come available.
Okay, we'll take a little short break. We're going to come back and we'll talk about what a typical day might be down there for some of the folks that are on duty that day. But right now, we've got three names today for our birthday, and that's Ms. Wilma Brown, celebrate her 84th birthday, and Ms. Jamie Smith-Likens celebrating her birthday, and Tara Langford Scott. And one of those folks will be the lucky winner of our birthday prize today. And if you do win that, you go over by the chamber office, and they've got an envelope in there that actually I think it has some currency of the realm in it now. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you need to give us a call here at 931-243-5574. And speak slowly and clearly into our handy-dandy answering machine. Now, it won't answer you back, but it will give me something to go by. And be careful how you start. Wait till it completely stops so you don't cut off the first name. Speak slowly and clearly. And if they've got an unusual name, you might even want to spell it for me. So if you call them, we don't want to miss anyone having that opportunity. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Takedown Tobacco National Day of Action is right around the corner. On March 31st, 2023, youth advocates across the country will come together to call the big tobacco industry out and expose them for aggressively marketing deadly cigarettes while raking in billions of dollars in profits, and for fighting policies that would actually reduce tobacco use. Clay County teenagers were asked, and 8% of students reported vaping in the past month. The tobacco industry thrives by targeting children with different fruity or fragrant flavors.
The Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition encourages you to take action and make your voice heard by using the hashtag #TakeDownTobacco on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. For more information, visit TakeDownTobacco.org. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back here with Andy and Kyle. And I guess we were talking a minute ago about the employees down there. I guess between the guys, tell us, you know, what a typical day is like down there for someone that is one of the drivers or just its own duty down there. You know, what their shift, when does it begin, how long does it last?
Yeah, so they do a 24-hour shift. They're 24 hours on and then they're 48 off. So the shift begins at 8 a.m. in the morning and they'll go till the next day at 8 a.m. So like I said, 24 hours. So essentially when they come in, they'll perform an ambulance check-off. So they'll go through the whole entire ambulance, make sure everything's in operating order, go through all the medications, make sure they have what medications they need and that they're in date, and they'll check every bit of equipment such as the cardiac monitor, the automatic CPR device, which is a Lucas, so it does CPR for us now. So so they'll check that, make sure all the batteries are good, because everything runs off the battery now, it seems like, so they'll cycle out the batteries from the last 24-hour shift. And then they'll tidy up the base as need be to make it presentable. And essentially they'll catch up on any paperwork they may need to catch up on, such as they have a busy shift, the previous shift, and such as they're behind on paperwork. They have 24 hours to get their paperwork submitted, so if they went on a call or something like that. And then essentially they kind of just hang out and do whatever they need to do, such as continuing education,
convalescent run, just like the doctor's appointments and stuff like that, or, you know.
So, okay, now, are those, just if anyone needs convalescent service, is that available, or does it need to be on an emergency type thing?
They have to be set up through their family physician, because they have to meet what's called medical necessity.
Okay.
So it's like, if we can't just come out there and pick you up, take you. We can, but you may get the bill, the insurance company
right,
will pay for
it. Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but it is possible, you know, if there's something there and it is a dire emergency and you can't, I mean, they can get on the phone and you're going to go.
Yeah. So not only we automatically go out there, like I said, if it's a convalescent, if you can't get your family member to a doctor appointment and you think they need an ambulance, it'll have to be set up
right.
Days in advance through your personal physician and through your insurance companies.
Right. Yeah, so the call types are broken down into two different. So the convalescents, that's essentially nursing home to doctor's office or residents that's already pre-established to a doctor's office because they can't sit up rather than a moving vehicle, or they have certain medical conditions that require an ambulance and a stretcher. And that's essentially what your EMTs do. And then the paramedics are the ones that kind of take the 911 call because they have the more experience. They can actually deliver more medication, and they can run the cardiac monitor and stuff like that. So,
well, I know I had the privilege of getting that service once upon a time. I was substituting as a basketball coach a couple of years out here at the junior high, and on the way back from, I guess it was Westmoreland, I got the feeling kind of sick on the bus, and I told the bus driver he needed to stop and let me get off. And when he stopped, I fell from the bus to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the EMTs from Lafayette came flying over there, you know, and they thought I'd had a heart attack and all this, which I didn't have. But I can remember one of the EMTs above me, I never did lose consciousness. He said, he probably won't make it to Lafayette. I can't find any blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
Yeah.
But then I got to ride the helicopter down to Vanderbilt. So now that's not a pleasure trip. I mean, it's not. You know, before we got there, I told the guys, I said, either you're going to have to kill me or loosen up this board.
Yeah.
But I know it's really not a fun or laughing matter, but I know it's a valuable service if you need it.
Yeah.
Very valuable. And I know that getting people to do that. Now, I think Andy's got something he wants to talk about there about getting people involved.
Yeah, I've been working with Dr. Young at the Chamber of Commerce stuff about trying to find funding and help for people to go to school. And we have located some stuff, some programs out there to help us out. We've got four right now that's ready to go, but they're needing more to complete a class at TCAT in Livingston. So if anybody's interested in that, they can get a hold of me at the Ambulance Service or the Chamber of Commerce out there, and they can get you in route to other people that can help you with funding to pay for school and then get signed up for it.
Okay, how much time is involved in that for a student?
It's usually two nights a week, 3 to 4 hours a night. I'm not for sure. Different programs set up different. And it's usually, anywhere from 4 to 6 months long, and you go two nights a week, and then you do clinicals where you're actually working with ambulance service and riding along and stuff like that during that time, too. So it is a night class, so it does help for people who's already got jobs and still need to work and stuff like that. It's very interesting. You have like CPR already and a few prerequisites to start the class, but it ain't much.
So, and you, how many people do you need now?
They need 10 students. Right now we have four. It don't necessarily have to be from Clay County.
Right.
Anywhere.
This is open to anyone.
Yeah, and sign up through TCAT and Livingston. Let them know.
Right.
They're trying to get a class started in May.
They can be across county lines or state lines. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
As long as they'd like to come back.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what do you do if you have a shortage? I guess you guys have to put on different uniforms and
Andy and I, we wear multiple hats.
Yeah.
We're the coroners for the Clay County, and like I said, I'm assistant director for the ambulance service. He's the main director, and then I'm also the EMA director, so we wear a lot of different hats, but we kind of pick up that shortage as need be, such as like if an emergency happens for one of our employees and we can't have one, so one of us has to staff it. Like I said, 24/7, 365, we have to come together and get that ambulance staffed so that we can provide emergency medical services for the county. So,
and in the occasion that all of our ambulances are busy and all of them are out, we do have, fortunately, we have neighboring counties that will send people to our county line and stuff to help us, cover the county, make sure that they can get an ambulance down here in a reasonable amount of time. Sometimes it may be extended because of that. You know, like I said, Overton County sends one to Overton County line over here, but there's a call comes in in Hermit Springs, that's going to add 6-8 minutes to the response because of that.
And that's the thing about 911, too.
Yeah.
You can't predict when someone's going to call 911. So you may get an influx. You may get, like, six calls within 1 hour, and then the rest of your 24-hour shift, you may not do nothing at all.
Yeah.
Or it may be spread up. It's just sporadic.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have any problem with crank calls?
No.
No.
I mean, I think most people really take what you guys do very serious.
Yeah. The one thing I do when I ask people, and I've talked to Dr. Young about trying to help get a grant support is number your mailboxes. Leave the road sign alone, because some of our people are not from this county that work here. If you don't know where you're going, you know, that's the way we get to where we're going. Plus with the numbers on the mailboxes and stuff like that, if we can't, it delays our response if we can't read your mailbox, find out what house.
Of course, if you don't have a mailbox like me, and I'm over in, on the other side of the rear out in the country.
Yeah.
But I do know, you know, that, and got kind of a strange, I guess, 911 address. My 911 address is 189 Obie View Road. And then I think there's an Obie View Lane somewhere, or an Obie Lane here.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
similar
name roads.
I don't know. Guys, where would be the appropriate, we've got two houses up through there. What would be the appropriate place for us to put?
Right next to your driveway.
Okay.
You can put a stop or put one of those placards there, a board with some way we know that this is 118.
Yeah, of course, I have a sign that I put up there myself. It says Obie View Road.
Yeah, right.
Pointing up that way. But I do put a 911 search. I do show up on most of those things. Now, a lot of those things are not correct, are they?
Exactly. That's another thing.
Like the Google thing.
Yeah, Google Maps. And even the GPS mapping that tells you how to get there. I've been on runs. I'm sure Kyle's been on. It took us way around the long way to get to you.
We have semis that have gotten stuck out at the top of Tick Hill.
Hill out there on Baptist Ridge. And Old Holler on Old Hall off Baptist Ridge. That one, that fruit truck got stuck.
And a lot of times, you know, if you pull here to the four-way stop over here, you'll see a big semi come through with his turn signal on, and you know that he has got a GPS that is still telling him that Highway 52 comes here, down here, and straight out of Salina. Well, it hadn't done that in many, many years.
And they get in the booger when they get up here to try to turn on this.
Try to turn on that corner there.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes when you're down there, you'd like, maybe I think I'll just get out and tell this guy to just go on straight ahead.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you already know. Yeah.
And you've already messed up, and don't knock the corner out of the building again.
Yeah, but when you call 911, it goes to our communication center over there, Clay County Emergency 911,
right
by Beth Moulton, and they do a really good job over there dispatching. So
are they still down at the sheriff's office?
Yeah, they're connected to the sheriff's office there, so they'll receive the 911 call, get all the information, and then they dispatch us. And they do a really good job about telling us locations of incidents. They can pull it up on the big map and kind of tell us exactly where it is. But it is helpful for us, especially in nighttime conditions, if you can number your mailboxes. So we're not having to kind of guess where you live at, per se, like that. And there's a significant increase in people stealing road signs. So, yeah. So, and I would just ask for people to think about before they steal a road sign that,
you know, you
we
may
might be coming for their grandparents.
You may be
like
you may cost somebody their life.
Exactly.
By your little simple vandalism.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Kind of cute.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go to the next level. What about emergency flights?
So, air medical. It's in our protocol.
Protocols such as
strokes.
Strokes.
Major trauma.
Significant trauma, burns, or anything like that. We want to get you to a facility that can take care of that, and you're not going from one hospital to the next getting transferred. We want to get you straight to the hospital that can take care of that issue, and it's a one-stop shop for them. So,
okay, now, do we have how many ambulance service? I mean, flight services do we have available to this area that you guys can use? Is there one group that you use, or are there more than one?
So we have AeriVac. They're Albany and Macon County, and then we have.
Is that Elmo's bunch?
Yeah, Timber. Yeah, Elmo. They also offer the membership.
You're right,
AeriVac. Yeah,
that's
so
one I've
and then Vanderbilt. As out of Cookeville, and Erlanger is out of Sparta. So we have we're in pretty good shape about aircraft being around us. So if we call and request one, we don't call and request one specifically unless we know that you have an AeriVac membership. But
somebody's going out.
Yeah, ready to go to work. So, but we're blessed to have the availability of aircraft around us such as if you meet that protocol as a stroke or significant trauma, we can get you to where you need to be.
Okay, now, I don't like, I guess maybe I'll save this to kind of later on. The big yahoo we've had here with our ambulance service of bypassing our local medical facility. I don't, you guys probably can't say a whole lot about, but now I know Kyle or Andy, the one, the actual rule and regulation on that.
The rules are on that is we have to get you to the closest appropriate facility. Now we can pass a hospital if it's deemed that that hospital
is not capable of doing what needs to be done.
Yes. And a lot of this comes down from the insurance. I come out and get you and you want to go to Cookeville instead of Livingston, and I'm just using those as examples.
Right.
If we pass Livingston and Livingston can handle what complaint you have, the insurance company may charge, they may reject that bill from passing Livingston to Cookeville, and you may get a bill for the ride from there to there, from the additional mileage.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. And sometimes it's just, we have to strongly suggest you go, like, cardiac, if we think you're having a STEMI, we won't get you the first comprehensive cardiac care center, and that could be cool, So it's kind of a touchy situation about right now about, at no time has any of the ambulance ever done anything for despite.
Right, I think family members make a decision on that and you will follow it?
To an extent. Now, if the patient is, if I come get you and you're awake, alert, and you can answer my basic questions,
right.
I've got to do what you say.
Right.
What's the name over here has a power of attorney on you? It doesn't matter as long as you're coherent. Power of attorney only kicks in if the patient is incoherent or...
Right.
Altered mental status. They can make decisions for you. But then again, if you tell me you want to go to Livingston and they tell me that you need to go to Cookeville, I've got to go to Livingston because you are coherent. You can tell me where you want to go.
Okay. And I know that this type of thing, all these things get played way out of proportion when you've got politics involved all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you guys, with all your training and all of your devotion to your job, you're not going to endanger anyone by going to the nearest place or to the farthest place.
Exactly. We want to get you treated. It's not our goal to make money at the ambulance service. It's not our goal to be political or anything. We want what's best for our patients. Every employee down there, that's our goal. If we deem that this is what you need, we're going to make our very best attempt to get you to where you need to be, get treated, because lives matter.
And that also falls back, too, if we pass the closest facility for something that don't necessarily need it, that's longer we're out of the county to come back to help get somebody else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes that plays a factor, too. Hey, you've had a cold for 3 years or 2 weeks or whatever. Why go to Cookeville when you could go to Livingston? I mean, like I said, it's all personal preference and everything like that, but it's just, we're trying to do what's best for you, and plus we also got the county, the other people in the county to worry about too.
Well, like I said, this matter of trust, when you go pick someone up, they have got to trust you to make the correct decision to save their life or to get whatever services they need. And that's something that, politicians and anyone needs to keep out of. That should be between you guys.
Exactly.
And whoever you're working with. And I know you guys have worked hard to gain and to keep the trust of the people here in Clay County that they're going to do everything possible. And most of the time, you guys are pretty successful.
Yeah.
We have lots of folks still walking around that... can say that. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Andy, for all the services you do for our county.
And that's what makes it all worthwhile. All the politics, all going through it. We may lose 50 patients, that one that we get back says, tells us thank you, that makes my whole career worthwhile.
Guys, have we got anything to close up with?
No, just the reminder about the April 29th weather awareness class at the community center. That's at 5 p.m. And then, like Andy said, the CPR, the Narcan, and the Stop the Bleed class, open to anybody. It's we'll be posting it to the Ambulance Services page. And it's going to be under an event, and also I'll share the emergency management page. And it's $20, and that just pays for your card, your CPR card, and the other classes. They're essentially free, so you'll get the certificates for free.
And your class over at Ball State?
TCAT is the closest
TCAT,
one coming up.
Not Ball State, TCAT.
Yeah. Ball State has them too, but TCAT's the one that's closest coming up. We're trying to get people into to get more Clay County residents certified to work at the ambulance service.
And how much does this cost them?
Right now, I'm not for sure on the total price, but some of the people that we got going now through this program that we've been working with the Chamber of Commerce and the staffing workforce development place, free. But no, I can't guarantee that.
So. You know, that's a pretty good price.
You get it paid for completely.
Yes. Okay. Well, guys, I think we have just about used an hour up today.
We're back quick.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. It's always great to have you guys here with me.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We'll try to get you back a little bit more often. But before we leave today, I need to announce our winner of the birthday prize today, and that is Miss Wilma Brown.
So
that is, I guess, Donald's mother. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. What you win, what you get.
She gets a prize.
A prize. Oh,
yes. We used to give cakes away, but we got...
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Okay. The diabetes. And like, remind everyone about the market here, the spring street market.
Yeah, spring street
weekend.
Market. Spring the season up.
And also that the courthouse will be open tomorrow. There will be some vendors in here, and I'll be in here to answer any questions you've got about our rifle giveaway for the Window Project here.
Yeah, you guys definitely check out that rifle. It's Thomas showed us a picture here, and it's...
I'll have the actual rifle here, and you can take a look at it. I don't know whether I'll let anybody handle it or not.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. That thing, it's nice. Yeah.
It is. And I know, like I said, it was a gift from the historic armory.
Yeah.
That they gave to us for this special purpose, and like I said, they made us one of one.
Yeah, so it's going to go for a good cause. The windows here, so
we got to finish getting those fixed.
Yeah. So.
Well, guys, appreciate you being with me, and with that, I guess we'll say may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, same time, same channel next week here on WVFB FM 101.5. And we've got the doors all shut up, everything put back basically where it needs to be. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.